Welcome to a room filled with legends to lock it in. And Pete Holland has returned to the segment after his months away on holiday. How are you, mate?
Months away. Look, it was only a short few weeks, but how good was it to come back to yet another mighty Panthers victory, especially when it was over the Raiders? And how good did you look in the Penrith jumper the other day?
If you keep this up, you're not going to be invited back again.
I know you've got no one else, so I'm right.
Darren, how are you doing?
I'm doing great for a man whose team got beaten.
Yeah, well, we enjoyed that much. All right,
let's
have a look back at last week.
Last time, unlock it in.
I'm going to pick the Panthers over the Raiders.
Are you doing this just to annoy me? Is that the only?
No, I just think it's a sure bet.
Is that right? Reasons? Come on, reasons?
They're a better team. Do you need anything else?
If that's the case, then we find ourselves in a lock-off for the second game in a week, in a row, because I'm picking the Raiders for that very reason. The Panthers are missing Jerome Luai and Nathan Cleary.
Only one.
I take great delight because I'm initially a Western Suburbs boy. I'm going to back the Tigers for the first time this year, and I know it's not a massive call, but it could be. I'm locking them in against the Knights.
I'm going to take a leaf out of Ricky Stewart's book and say something controversial so people forget about the other things, which is I think the Cronulla Sharks are going to win the premiership.
So am I the only person in the room that got it right last week?
You were, yeah, buddy. You were.
It was just lucky, really. Tom isn't here. He finally got one wrong, and he's not here for it. He'd been doing very, very well for the previous few weeks.
What I'm hearing is from that you two were canoodling over the last couple of weeks.
We were both going
the same games.
Yeah, we were going head to head. Yeah. And actually, he got both me on both of those. Now that I think about it.
Go on.
Let's move right along. Pete has now returned, so you get to lead off this week. Who are you locking in?
Well, look, now that I've shaken off all the sand from Bali and stopped drinking the Bintangs, we're going to lock in the Titans to beat the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles in the final game of the round.
Goodness me, I think you may have actually had a few too many Bintangs.
It's medication time.
The Titans can't beat anyone, even Manly.
They've got to win a game eventually, and the Sea Eagles season is done and dusted. They're not going to go up to the Gold Coast and play footy. They're going to go up and party.
Look, I want to be with you on this one. I really enjoy Manly losing, as you know, but
don't we all?
The Titans have been dreadful, mate. This is a courageous call.
They have been, but look, even the dreadful teams like the Tigers are eventually win a game here and there. And I reckon it's this week.
All right, good luck with that. I'm going to lock in this weekend the Sydney Roosters to defeat the Cowboys. Cowboys in second place, been in some excellent form, but the Roosters, this is the time of year Trent Robinson has them ripe and ready for the finals. They are on a run, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, I can go with that, I think, yeah.
Come on, tell me what.
I'm a bit worried about you too. Do I need to leave the room or something or what?
Based on your lock for this week, yes, absolutely.
All right, Darren, who are you locking in?
Well, despite the lack of love shown from my brethren here next to me, I'm going to tip the Panthers to beat the Storm tonight.
Yeah, see, I knew deep down he was a Panther man.
It's a pretty easy one, seriously. Come on, you meant to show a little bit of courage in this particular
Think it's an easy one. I think, you know, Cameron Munster's back at 5'8", and Panthers, you know, they're doing fine without Cleary and Luai.
And look how fit they'll be come the finals.
Yeah, that is disconcerting, I'll give you that much. But I think the Panthers are going to be too good for the Melbourne Storm tonight. That's a pretty easy pick. We just want to see you get your onions and put them out on the desk and show us something.
Hang on a minute, Bear. Look, I'm a Panthers fan through and through, but I'm not even that confident that we could do Melbourne tonight.
Oh, the ultimate pessimist, I tell you.
Putting it out there.
Is like this reconnection to the 2020 grand final? Is this you having moments when you're going back to that?
It could be where the referee just handed it to him in the first half, yeah.
I just like the ref did to the Roosters over the Raiders the year before.
Yeah, six again. Bloody referees.
Yeah, all right. All right, legends, thank you very much for joining us as always.
Pleasure.
No dramas.